through the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we are focusing on the city of Murfreesboro, and when I say focusing, I underline that, so don't text us a question about Smyrna or Laverne or Eagleville, any of those places. Strictly make it dealing with the city of Murfreesboro. We will have other programs to focus on those communities. With us this morning, Murfreesboro City Council member Austin Maxwell. Austin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Good to see you this morning.
Yes, good to see you.
You're back after a bout with the flu going around.
Yes, it's literally one of the first days I've been out of the house. It was a rough bout. Don't wish it on anybody, and I even got a flu shot this year.
Yeah.
So,
but even though you did that, it still caught you.
Still got it.
So there's proof right there that it's a rough one going around this year, but always try to get those shots if you can. It makes it a little bit better. Now, for people who don't know you, you've been very involved in the community. Prior to your time here, you've been in the Tennessee Army National Guard. Retired there, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I retired in 2017. And spent quite a long time there. I still dabble with the Guard a little bit. I'm on the insurance trust for the state of Tennessee. So I get to see a lot of my friends and buddies. But you miss the people. You don't miss some of the nonsense that comes with military service. But you really do miss the people.
And that brings us to another subject, because you're being on the Murfreesboro City Council. There are a lot of opportunities to serve the military. We always want people to know we're proud of our military, and thank you for your service, by the way. I know the city of Murfreesboro is always working on ways to help the military. We have so much post-distress syndrome, and people end up on the streets here.
Yeah.
How is that going? Are we able to serve the people better than we were a few years ago?
Well, if you're talking about, you know, from a housing and you know, people on the streets and things like that, I want to say, you know, that the police, you know, Chief Bowen and his team have done a remarkable job. You know, they have, you know, actually embedded personnel that work with the homeless on the homeless task force. You know, they have counselors, they have social workers and psychologists. You know, they have that instrument to kind of help any person that's homeless, to kind of help them get back on, you know, on their feet, you know, so to speak. They do a very good job with it, you know, given the limited resources that they have. You know, I did want to kind of, you know, since we're kind of on the subject of the police, kind of brag a little bit about our public safety. You know, since, you know, I've been on council, when I came on council a couple of years ago, you know, we had a gap. We had a gap in terms of officers. We had officer shortages. A lot of that was COVID-induced. You know, the environment at the time was, hey, it's not a cool thing to be a police officer, you know, anymore. And so, you know, we had a significant gap, in personnel and pay and benefits. And the council, you know, has fully embraced, you know, trying to get not only our police, but also our fire, public safety, salary, and benefits up. And so, you know, Chief McCluskey, if you're out there, Chief Bowen, if you're out there, you know, you guys should be proud. I want to say of our 240 firefighters that are manning, you know, the 11 fire stations, you know, I believe we're at 100%. And that's the first time in a long time. In fact, they canceled a training class because they didn't need it. And if you look at the police, which have, you know, a 331 personnel, you know, at one point in time, we were 40, 50 positions short. Now we're at 9, and after this next training class, we'll be at 5. So that's just a testimony to the leadership in those departments, as well as the council, you know, stepping forward and investing in the people, but also the technology, whether the technology is the license plate readers, the gunshot detection technology that, you know, actually helped apprehend, you know, two or three individuals last week. We're doing a lot as a council and as those two departments to help keep, you know, the public safe. Crime is actually down, last report I got from Chief Bowen. So that's good news for our citizens.
Very definitely. Excellent news. And that brings in another question. This person has sent this text in asking about ambulance service. And they're asking, they have heard that the fire department is once again looking into offering ambulance service. And they are wondering, is that the right area to go since we already have an ambulance service? Would there be a benefit of having a city ambulance and a county ambulance?
It's a great question. I don't know the exact answer, you know, to that. It'd be more of a question. I'd have a conversation with Chief McCluskey. We've not had a discussion. You know, if they are looking into it, I'll be certain to answer him, you know, tomorrow. You know, from a statistics standpoint, you know, the 240, you know, fire personnel that we have, they answered last year around 22,000, you know, non-fire incidents. 16,000 of those were EMS incidents, you know, where they actually had to, you know, go to the scene of an accident or, you know, somebody at a house that's in distress. So there may be a need for it. But at the same point in time, we don't need to be, you know, duplicative in terms of, you know, our efforts, because like you said, the county does have that. So if we are looking at it, let's study it closely and then make the best decision for all involved, because keep in mind, you know, Murfreesboro city taxpayers are also county taxpayers as well.
Whenever we open questions up to the public to send us text in, the questions will jump from one end to the other
to
one.
And
this is this still the fastest growing city in Tennessee? And is it still in the top cities of 100,000 or more in the United States?
I believe so. You know, we're growing so tremendously and growing so fast. You think of the top cities in Tennessee or the top counties, you know, Shelby County, Davidson County, Rutherford County, Hamilton County, Knox County. If you wanted to really kind of mark down, you know, growth, which of those have a Trader Joe's?
I know we are about to have
and we're about to join that crew. There's six Trader Joe's.
Nashville has one.
Yeah, there's six Trader Joe's. There's two in Nashville, one in Shelby County or Germantown, one in Chattanooga, one in Knoxville. And now Murfreesboro is about to join that club. So that's just, I say that because it's indicative of the growth that is occurring. It's still one of the fastest growing, you know, cities, still one of the fastest growing counties. Just looking at our Murfreesboro City Schools growth alone, you know, we have roughly, I want to say around 8,900 students or so. That number will probably tick up another 250 or more students, you know, next year. And they're doing a wonderful job given, you know, the budget constraints that they're under. And we're going to talk about that more tomorrow at our council workshop session. So, yeah, it's still a fast-growing, but still a great place to live and raise and you know, raise your family and work.
Now, here's a totally different direction about the Tennessee Department of Transportation.
Okay.
They have heard that the TDOT folks are working on the roadways in the old Fort Park.
Yeah.
How is that happening? Because that's definitely not a highway.
Yeah. You know, I think people in our city, you know, they realize that so many of our roadways are state highways. Highway 96, Highway 99, Highway 231, Highway 41. So many of our roadways are state highways. So when you get in that situation, it's going to require a public-private, you know, partnership. It was announced yesterday, and Jim Kerr is our director of transportation. You know, he's just done a fantastic job really partnering with TDOT. And so in these public-private partnerships, for example, the Old Fort Parkway expansion that was announced yesterday, that's a $61.5 million total project. in order for TDOT to say, let's do this, municipalities like the city of Murfreesboro have to pony up the money to say, okay, we're going to be a good partner with you, because even though it's a state road, our citizens use it. We're going to push in some money on this project, which the council voted back in August to the tune of around $18.5 million that we're going to push into this project. So TDOT yesterday said, you know what? It's a great project. The city of Murfreesboro has committed $18.5 million. Let's do this. And so that will kick off, I want to say, around 2031. And when you think about it, Bart, the hurricane that came through East Tennessee and wiped out so many roads, you know, TDOT's under tremendous pressure now to help get, you know, East Tennessee rebuilt. And I'm sure there's federal funding involved with that, but there's only so much money to go around. So for us to secure that commitment from TDOT, it's a real testimony to the commitment of the council, my fellow council members, as well as the leadership within the city, Jim Kerr and his team working with TDOT to kind of get this project, you know, headed in the right direction to kick off in 2031. And that doesn't include the Cherry Lane, I-40 interchange. It doesn't include, you know, some of the things that are going to be going on with choice lanes that TDOT is looking at. So roads are the biggest thing, I think, that us as a council here, and it's something that we're going to continue to aggressively address to get our citizens, you know, to and from work and to and from school and wherever.
Now, when you talk about TDOT working on the roads around the park there, are you talking about the roads in the park, or are you talking about Old Fort Parkway?
I'm talking about Old Fort Parkway. I'm talking about, you know, the widening of Old Fort Parkway that's coming.
It's already, three lanes in each
direction? Three lanes in each direction, and, you know, the plan is to expand it, I want to say, to five or six in each direction. And the good news about that will be that, you know, everybody's favorite, interchange back up there around, you know, the Target and the Home Depot and all those little interchanges in there. We finally got a chance to kind of fix that too. And that's part of the master plan, is to fix that. There's a Dutch Brothers coffee that's in there.
That's a scary place to get in out of.
You know, one of my fellow council members, he had some huge concerns about that going in there at that interchange. And rightfully so. I mean, every time I kind of pull through there, I grit my teeth and look both ways and say a silent prayer and say, man, I hope I don't get whacked. I hope it's not here.
Now, the real challenge is Case and Lane coming and going.
Yeah, yeah.
It would take a magician to fix that.
Yeah. Well, you know, infrastructure is a significant need. And, you know, the good news for the council is, you know, and the city, you know, we're taking a look at this whole Cherry Lane corridor, and there's some large tracts of property, you know, south of 840 and north of 840. So we want to make sure that we get it right in terms of, you know, expanding our infrastructure.
We have a listener here who sent us a text about wanting to know the progress on that. I thought we had already purchased most of the land through the farm that goes on over to 840 and goes beside the soccer fields, yeah. The Siegel soccer fields, which is that's to clear up the traffic going to that complex.
Yeah. We are purchasing it, and
it hadn't been done yet.
But it's in progress. There's also some discussions that have to go on, you know, with, I want to say, the Corps of Engineers, because, you know, there are wetlands areas. There's environmental areas that you've got to, you know, make sure you get all those things addressed before you proceed.
Now, the wetlands issue, won't the daylighting of Town Creek across the street from where we are right now, won't that free you up? You get credit for swapping that versus the other?
I believe so. I believe you are correct, Bart.
I've never quite understood how that works,
It's kind of funny how you end up swapping wetlands credits and things like that. But that's the government for you. That's going to be a good addition you can see it kicking off. I mean, you know, yesterday, just coming downtown, I already saw, you know, another one of the little small car lots,
car dealership,
you know,
yeah.
It was you know, kind of being taken down. So it's gone, kicking off. It's gone. You know, so pretty soon, you know, fingers crossed, hopefully sometime this fall, we'll not only see the Keystone project starting to kick off, but the Town Creek daylighting project, you know, further accelerate.
When do you think that we'll start seeing them actually open up the creek, which is a culvert underneath the ground?
Yeah. Great question. I had to go back and look at my notes. I'm optimistic that we'll hopefully have that sometime in the next year, actually starting to see some of the creek being daylighted. But there's a lot more that's got to still go in over there. The good news is the vast majority of those buildings are gone now. And it's just going to be a wonderful addition. It's going to really, you know, help bring people downtown into downtown Murfreesboro.
Were you here when they had a public meeting on some ideas on what to do with that property across the street there, which is all of the warehouses and areas around just the whole general area?
There's been a lot of public meetings. Are you talking about
the very first one?
No. Okay. Well, when you say the very first one, like how many years ago?
Oh, I guess 5-10 years ago.
Well, we were living in Murfreesboro. I wasn't on council then.
Okay.
And I wasn't at that meeting.
I have never seen a meeting quite like that. It was packed.
Okay.
And then they broke off into small groups. These are regular citizens. We're not talking about politicians. We had small groups of people all break away, and they came up with what they would like to see done with that property. I have never seen a result like that. They all came back with almost an identical idea.
Good.
Identical. And unfortunately, I guess the developers were not found because they weren't on the same track as the public.
Yeah.
Because it's not there yet. But what they had said, we want to have the area around the wetlands open up for more family-friendly things, including music venues.
Yeah.
Food continuing on that greenway opening of the creek there, the daylighting of the creek, all the way over to Cannonsburg. They wanted a family-friendly place, and then they wanted, where the warehouses are, they wanted a mixed use with some retail, some residential, some offices. And now they talked about several levels. They didn't say high-rise. But I would think it'd be 2 or 3 stories. But all of that was discussed. And now there's not much difference. I mean, we have a lot of empty warehouses over there.
I think you're referencing the historic, you know, bottom study that occurred at that time.
And that's what it was called.
I will say this, is that once this comes to fruition and it is daylighted, you know, and we've got the little walking park and the splash pad, and then at the same point in time, you know, Keystone comes to fruition, you know, with...
It's for people who don't know what that is.
Yeah, there's two projects, you know. So Town Creek is obviously the daylighting of the bottoms area, the creek that's now, you know, culverted and all that. Think of it as a downtown park. Think of it as a river walk, a creek walk. Think of it kind of like what you would see, you know, in an area like, you know, San Antonio, Texas, for example. You know, it's going to be a nice little lazy creek cutting through that downtown section over towards Cannonsburg. So great little park, splash pad. And then across the street on Broad, you know, when we get into Keystone, you know, we're going to have, you know, 80 to 100 condominiums. There'll be, you know, 220-something, you know, apartments. There's going to be a parking garage. And then really the thing right now is from a financing standpoint, and I'm not a builder, I'm not a developer, but everything that I've heard from that group is that the hotel has been kind of the hold up and the hiccup for them to kind of finalize their financing. And so that's probably going to be carved out, the hotel. And then once that's kind of carved out, then they can proceed. And we're still hoping that maybe sometime this fall or early January of next year, they can actually begin the Keystone project, which obviously affects, you know, your location here at WGNS. So
very definitely. Yeah. We're probably moving across the street.
Yeah.
So, but we don't know when.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now with all of these things, the city, from what I've understood, you can correct me if we're wrong, the city has purchased the yard sale building, a business right there next to Cannonsburg. It's purchased an empty lot behind that that used to be a Mexican restaurant. I believe Aztec was the latest version.
Believe so, yeah.
And then they've purchased the building in which Captain D's is.
Yep.
And then on over a what used to be a filling station, gas station.
Yeah.
All the way to the creek. What are you going to do with that, and when will you take it over?
Great question. You know, essentially, you know, we own the property now, but you also have occupants in there. You know, so we're kind of a, you know, we're renting it, you know, to the yard sale and to the Captain D's and these others. Great question. It's probably more of a question. I've not been briefed on it. I knew that we were going to undertake that and try and acquire that, but not quite exactly sure as to, you know, the end game. It makes sense to have it. You know, perhaps maybe we're going to close off a little side road there. Maybe that's the reason why. I'll circle back to you a little bit of, on that. I do want to just kind of chat a little bit more going back to kind of, you know, transportation while it's on my mind.
Sure.
You know, I'd said earlier, you know, the council was going to be aggressive, you know, when it comes to infrastructure and roads, but also technology. And you may recall recently that, you know, we voted as a council to push forward some more money for the adaptive signal technology. And that's for Northfield and Rutherford Boulevard. You know, that's 14 signalized intersections where we're basically going to use technology to help get people around town quicker. It can control the flow of the lights and the flow of traffic a little bit easier. You know, there's 167 signalized intersections, you know, here in the city of Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro was one of the first to kind of institute a CCTV for a lot of these intersections. Adding these 14 through the adaptive signal technology for Rutherford as well as Northfield, that's going to bring up us to about 75% of our intersections will either have some sort of signalized CCTV, or in the case of you know, Northfield and Rutherford, because it's connected via fiber optic cable, you know, you can actually have somebody sitting back reading those sensors and deciding, hey, let's keep the light on a little bit longer, let's keep the flow moving, let's get these people down the road. So again, that's a small investment. It's only going to be about $550,000 out of a, you know, $5.5 million project. Some of that was federal grant money. But it's the right investment to make sure that we're keep getting people around this town as fast as it's growing, as efficiently and as quickly as possible.
So you're adding about 14 adaptive signal systems.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Which will supposedly keep the traffic moving a whole lot easier.
That's
the number one issue.
That's the number one issue.
Keeps coming up. Yeah. Traffic.
Yeah. There's a city, when I was running, I first heard about this, and the council had kind of voted to undertake that study back in 2017. But it's been something that I've supported. That's a small investment. It's a smart investment, but it's going to hopefully, you know, help get people around town, especially on those two roads, a little bit quicker and faster.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back and continue the conversation. City Council member Austin Maxwell is with us today. Stay with us if you have a question. 615-618-1450. That's a good number to text on. And text is the way to go. We can work in all your questions. Text only today. 615-618-1450.
Radio that's kind of possessed.
It's coast to coast AM overnight every night.
You have a possessed radio?
Yeah.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hey guys, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers. Come visit us on April 10th, 10 to 6 for the Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Sale. And we quite literally take out all of our inventory and place their collection and our showroom to let you guys get to see these truly one-of-a-kind pieces. Come visit us on April 10th, 10 to 6 for the Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Sale.
When I eat healthy, I can eat at Demas's. When I want to eat unhealthy, I can eat at Demas's. If I'm in the mood for pasta, I go to Demas's. If I want steak, I go there. It does not matter what I'm in the mood for. This is Peter Demas. The only thing we don't have is fried food. So it's very easy when you want to take a group out and there's that veto power person who's like, I don't want this. Well, we usually will have something that they want because we have such variety on our menu. The only thing we don't have is fried food. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Good morning. There's a couple of accidents out here right now. We're still seeing this heavy traffic volume trying to get up through South Nashville on 65 northbound. All that traffic coming up from Williamson County, Brentwood, arriving here up by Harding Place on 65 north all the way up to the South Loop. It continues to pick up with more volume coming in from Wilson County, the Mount Juliet area, especially on I-40 westbound, headed on over into Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment tonight starting at 6 o'clock. Order online today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We'll see sunny skies here this afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. Tonight, a slight chance for rain late, increasing clouds, a low near 48. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS.
Currently, it's 32.
Another service that I offer to make a funeral book. This is Jenny at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And when I do that, I go to the funeral home and I'll take photos. And I'll add photos with some other items and verses and personalize for them. It's something they can treasure. And when I feel that connection with them, I feel I can do my best service to them. Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, 117 South Academy, just a couple blocks off the square.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
All Sports Talk, weekdays at 5.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Welcome back. We are talking about the city of Murfreesboro this morning. Also, I want to say happy birthday to Elijah Hartman, 29. Yeah. Boy, I could hardly remember what it felt like to be 29. That was a long time ago for me. But Elijah can remember. Happy birthday to you, Elijah. Elijah is going to be enjoying some delicious banana pudding at Slick Pig Barbecue. Anything you have at Slick Pig, you'll enjoy it, I tell you. Our good neighbor of the day is Tammy Donham. Tammy Donham is our good neighbor, and Tammy's going to receive flowers from all of our friends over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, Jenny Harrison and the whole family over there. And Tammy is dedicated and very supportive. She's a teacher, shares her knowledge and wisdom with her students. And just does a wonderful job. She is our good neighbor of the day. Our number, if you want to text us a question, City Councilman Austin Maxwell is with us. We are focusing on the city of Murfreesboro. And Austin, you were, while the break was going on, you were busily getting answers to questions.
Yeah, I don't want to, I think I may have created a public panic, Bart, over Captain D's. And
okay.
Yeah, that's a critical piece of infrastructure here in the city of Murfreesboro. Like, where are you going to get your fried fish and hush puppies and things like that? And I know I've got to get my Captain D's on, but that lease does not come up until 2031. So the city may own the property, but the lease is good and in place until 2031. So Captain D's is not going anywhere. Yard sale, that lease is coming up, I want to say, in July, and I'm sure the city will have some discussions with the owner. But I do think that, you know, as much as I like the yard sale and like to go to the yard sale and get a good bargain, I do think the city is entertaining that space for Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue as a facility, you know, for training purposes that they can use for their internal training, and they need it.
You put there?
It'd be for the fire department.
Tower to catch on fire?
No, it'd be like an internal classroom space, you know, where they can do their internal training, internal certifications and things like that. You know, they've got the tower over there off of Highway 99 at the Doug Young, safety complex. So they've already got that. But we wouldn't be, putting a tower and setting any fires downtown.
Little excitement for downtown.
little excitement for downtown. Hey, I do want to shift just for a second. You know, something that always comes up and you get a lot of calls and emails about, and that's parks and recreation. You know, so lots of good things going on, you know, with parks and recreation. You know, most recently, you know, we had the 153-acre Veterans Park groundbreaking. You know, it's, you know, and Shane said this a lot. He said it several times, you know, hopefully they're going to start moving dirt soon and that thing will be ready to roll in 18 months. So in 18 months, you know, on the west side of town off of Veterans, you know, we're going to have that 153-acre Veterans Park. It's going to have the four pavilions, the playground, the walking trails. It's going to have 8 pickleball courts. It's just going to be a wonderful addition, you know, on that side of town. You know, Old Fort Park is undergoing some renovations right now. We started with, I want to say there's going to be a splash pad. You know, there's the skate park that's out there. Recently, I want to say in the last year, there were some tennis courts that were refurbished, and we actually repurposed a couple of them into more pickleball courts, which is, you know, a very, you know, growing community. Patterson Park has got renovations ongoing right now with a splash pad and more parking. And, you know, Rogers Park, which is on my side of town, I know that Nate Williams, who does a fantastic job, you know, with our Parks and Rec, you know, he's looking, you know, at ways to give that place a touch up as well, you know, over there with some of the tennis courts. So lots of stuff going on with Parks and Rec. You know, it's a big need. You know, just, I would just caution, you know, for the public to be patient. You know, these things don't happen overnight. You know, the Old Fort Park renovation, you know, parking will be, you know, dramatically limited as they start that construction over there.
And here's another text message. This one's saying, from your description there with the acquisitions by the city of Murfreesboro of the yard sale store, the, you know, all of those stores in that area, are none of those going to be used to expand Cannonsburg?
Great question. Not at this time. Not to my knowledge at this time. You know, like the yard sale, for example, you know, that will be, you know, primarily a temporary space for Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue. You know, eventually we'll have a permanent space. But there's also going to be, I guess, you know, a loss to some of the parking there, like that yard sale parking, you know, on the front will we get taken with the road work there on Front Street. You know, so it's going to be much improved, but I don't think there's any plans to do anything to Cannonsburg. No baseball stadium, you know, for those of you out there that are sitting there thinking, okay, it's a plot. There's no baseball stadium. The city's had no conversations with any developer.
That's never been really a conversation piece, has it? I mean, that's somebody who wanted the baseball team and wanted you to build the stadium.
Yeah, somebody had a vision for that, but that was a kind of a one-time conversation.
How much does a stadium cost?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bart. When I did my research, you know, pre-COVID, you could have probably gotten a stadium built for, you know, less than $20 million. And now you throw out a 2,000, you know, seat stadium, you're looking at $40 or $50 million. So
both of those are pretty good size.
Pretty good size numbers. When you start thinking about, you know, what are the things that you need for your police, for your fire, for an elementary school, you know, we 12% of the city's general fund. Okay, if you look at our general fund from a budget standpoint, roughly 35% of that goes to salaries. The next biggest item is kind of your long-term debt. That's 12% of our obligations from the general fund go towards long-term debt, which is your schools and other projects that we undertake. So we, you know, we have other pressing needs at this time, but Parks and Rec, that's a big pressing need. And
now we got this question because we were getting some information about this, and the listener couldn't come up with the right questions to make us understand what it was. The Blue Raider tees, and which is sort of behind the area there with Chewy's, that road, which I think is Ridgely Road. The city purchased that building. Seems like the city is purchasing a lot of buildings all of a sudden. And they needed that space, and they asked the store that had been there for about 20-something years, said that we need to get you to move, which is hard to do. why is the city buying all of these buildings, and are we going to see a lot of people needing to find other real estate to move to?
Sometimes it's... sometimes you approach a property owner and you can, work out something that's beneficial for the property owner and beneficial, for the city. For example, you may recall out on North Thompson Lane, there was a building there. The city acquired it from the property owner, and that's, where, fire is there now. And I want to say Water Resources. That's due to what's going on with the Keystone Project. So sometimes, we look out and say, due to the needs of the city, due to the needs of the administration, we're going to need to acquire some property. In the case of the Ridgely Road property over there behind Chewy's, I want to say that Murfreesboro City Schools, they needed a kind of a land or a space for bus maintenance, a kind of a bus maintenance, facility. So it's roughly, I want to say, a 3,500, square feet type facility, but it's primarily for Murfreesboro City Schools, which, not to really dive into the county's business, but we own our buses. The county school system has bus contractors, so it's two totally different entities, but this facility will be for Murfreesboro City School buses and bus maintenance.
And so that's the story on that one.
That's the story on that. And so that's what happens. Just sometimes you just need space due to the growing needs of the city. And back to one of the previous questions that talked about, gosh, the city's growing, the county's growing. We can expect, in the future, we'll probably be making bids trying to acquire other pieces of property just so that we have the place for our employees. And also the systems in place to serve the citizens of Murfreesboro.
We will continue in just a moment. We're going to pause for our final break, and we'll be back and have more questions for City Councilman Austin Maxwell. Stay with us.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM, overnight, every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Holden Hardware now has an e-commerce site. Go to doitbest.com/Holden-hardware and shop all the items in our warehouse. You can have them shipped directly to you, or most items can be shipped for free to Holden Hardware for pickup. Shop with us in person or go online to doitbest.com/Holden-hardware.
One more time.
doitbest.com/Holden-hardware.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for guitars, keyboards, drums. We have lessons for anything with strings, mandolin, guitar, bass, you name it. We have lessons for anything with keys. Music World and Drummer's Den, and a professional drum teacher as well. So if you need to learn to play something, we have you covered. Come on in, buy you an instrument, start learning today at Music World and Drummer's Den. 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
We'll see sunny skies here this afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. Tonight, a slight chance for rain late, increasing clouds, a low near 48. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS.
Currently, it's 32.
Join me, Speedy Adler, and Greg for The Rick Berger Show on WGNS.
The Rick Berger Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back. This is our final segment. So if you have a question you want to get it in quickly. 615-618-1450. There's no way we're going to come to get all of these answers in. We've got a whole bunch of questions. Here's one, since we're talking about buildings that the city is getting. The city has been building a new transportation hub, and it's looks like it's about finished. First of all, tell us what you know about the transportation hub, who's going to be using it, and how will this be beneficial to us, services we don't have now?
Well, you know, we needed that facility. You know, we really didn't have, you know, a transportation hub unless you kind of count what we had downtown here. You know, it used to be called Rover. And, of course, now we just call it Murfreesboro Transit. And I think as the city grows, the plan is to grow that system to where, you know, you have a reliable public transportation type system. We just voted on the contract for security, you know, to have some, security personnel down there just to make sure, you know, that, you know, people are, you know, behaving and being able to get on and off the bus, you know, and do.
I guess it'll be used all the time.
Be used, you know, quite a bit more, you know. So that's really the long-term vision, is that it, like any growing city, you know, we talk about Trader Joe's and how we're in one of the top 5-6, you know, fast-growing cities here in this state. You're just going to need a good public transportation system for folks.
Now, that in addition to being Murfreesboro Transit, it's also WeGo, which is Nashville's new name for their transit, and it's also Greyhound.
Yep.
So will you buy tickets there for Greyhound?
You know, that's a great question.
You got to buy them somewhere, I guess.
You got to buy them somewhere. I would assume you could probably buy them online, but you may be able to buy tickets there. You know, most people pull out that smartphone and buy it with an app, and they've got it on their phone, kind of like, you know, like going to an airplane.
When do you think that will be open? I mean, it looks like it could open any day.
It's close. It's close. I'm optimistic that sometime in the next 6 months or less, it should be open. But I haven't seen any sort of press release for the, you know, official ribbon cutting or anything like that.
Now, people, ever since we've started our own local bus, Rover, and now Murfreesboro Transportation, have said we need it. We want more.
Yeah.
Will that be expanding? The routes and schedule.
Yeah, the routes should expand as well in time. And those buses get quite a workout. You know, there's some high mileage buses, you know, out there, and so they do a great job maintaining them, but, you know, it'll have to expand, and at some point in time, we'll need to invest in new equipment as well.
In fact, we just did.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which shows us if you need them and you order them, you're not going to get them real fast.
Hey, Bar, I do want to give in our limited time remaining just a quick shout out, you know, the Count Me In, you know, survey that's out there. Just really want to encourage anybody out there listening, anybody that goes on to, you know, WGNS.com, make sure you take that survey. You know, it's an opportunity for us to capture our fair share of state shared revenue. And, you know, we anticipate there's 20,000 additional new citizens here in the city of Murfreesboro. That would be $3.5 million annual dollars in state shared revenue that we can use for police, fire, parks and rec, any number of things. So just make sure you go and take that survey if you're out there, if you have not.
And it's easy.
I took it. It took me about a minute to do the survey.
And they don't ask you personal questions?
Nope.
And it really will help us.
Exactly.
Because when you say, well, how can it help us? If we don't get the money from that, we're going to have to get it from some form of taxes.
We're going to have to get it from some form of taxes. And not to pick on, you know, the, you know, my friends at the county commission, you know, but, you know, we'll be talking about this at council workshop tomorrow. But this shared penny that the city schools and the county share, you know, that's been trimmed back every year. And now we're at a point where our state funds that we're getting to fund our city schools, while they're growing, our county revenue that we share is decreasing. So that puts a burden on us as a council and as city taxpayers. Where are we going to find this additional money to shore up the city schools budget? Not trying to create a panic, but that's why this survey, count me in. If we can get an extra $3.5 million, we can get an extra $3.5 million. Let's go get it.
So fill out that form. You can get to it by going to our website. It's all over the website. You cannot miss it. One last question before we're out of time. And we only have about 30 seconds left. So a real quick answer on this one. Bring us up to date on what's happening at the old First United Methodist Church downtown location.
As a council, we're currently in negotiations with that owner. We'd like to get that property back. If we get that property back, there's a lot of things we can do with it. If we have to condemn it, then it's going to become parking. The property owner needs to be a little more fair and transparent with the city when it comes to the evaluation of that property, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, so you said if you have to condemn it, it becomes parking?
It will probably be more tied to parking if we end up going to
condemnation. Is there a law that says that?
It's just in the processes the way it's working, because we do need parking downtown. If we condemn it, that's what it'll end up becoming. If we can acquire it through a fair settlement, then we can utilize that for any number of things to benefit the citizens of Murfreesboro besides just parking.
Our guest this morning, City Councilman Austin Maxwell. Thank you for joining us.